uniforms. It's a shame they can't wear these more often because they appear to have some offensive juice in them. Once again, 8 runs on 11 hits and no errors for Lakeshore. 15 runs on 11 hits and 2 errors for the Rafters. They get their 8th win of the season, improved to 8-11. Lakeshore drops to 10-9 in their first 19 ball games of the season. Wisconsin Rapids snapping their 5-game losing streak. Once again, with it being Father's Day, I want to give a special shout out to my dad, him and the rest of my family in attendance here today, making the trip up from the Chicagoland suburbs to Wisconsin Rapids for the next few days. It's great to have them here today, and I'm looking forward to spending the night with him and the rest of my family. After a fantastic Rafters win, 15-8 the final, the Rafters have tomorrow off and are back in action Tuesday night here at Witter Field at 6:35, first pitch, the beginning of a 2-game series with the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. We'll see you then. For Andy Yockum from Witter Field, signing off for now. Rafters win, and we'll see you Tuesday.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. When Wisconsin farmers aren't working on corn, soy, or ginseng, there's a growing movement to plant cover crops. Mike Moen takes us over the border into Minnesota.
Cover crops are plants grown between commodity crops to prevent soil erosion and nitrates from flowing into nearby waterways, harming water quality and natural resources. John Stevens has adopted the practice for his farm operation north of the Twin Cities.
There's been years that we've had just phenomenal corn yields while you're standing in 10 to 12 inches of beautiful oat grass, and we did it with reduced fertilizer inputs.
He says that's good news for local creeks that connect with the St. Croix River. The latest Census of Agriculture released this year showed a 17% increase in cover crop acreage compared to 2017. There are federal programs administered by the USDA that help cover expenses for farmers who agree to plant cover crops. Stephen says they have become more flexible, but he suggests certain types of messaging to convince those still on the fence.
Sign up a 5 or 10 acre parcel and get your cover crops perfected on that 5 or 10 acres, and then you can just step into full scale.
Stevens indicates that approach might help avoid turning off farmers who run into obstacles after making big cover crop investments. There's also research indicating this practice doesn't always translate to higher yields. But he says that way of thinking needs some fine-tuning.
We've been taught decades of maximize your yield, And it's like, nope, that system doesn't work that way. You're going to reduce tillage costs.
This is Mike Mowen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall. Muggy with a low tonight in the low 70s and a high tomorrow in the mid-80s. Breezy with more storms for Tuesday. Warm and humid, high upper 80s.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to Matt and Air on Air, where this week Jane, Greg, and Calvin discuss former President Trump's endorsement of a far-right candidate who made the mistake of endorsing Ron DeSantis first. Jane and Greg ask the question, when will you not be Trump enough for Trump?
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from the studio in beautiful sunny downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, if you want to join the show, you can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy show coming up. Things moving around a little bit. We got a couple of moving pieces. J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is their sports guru. He normally joins us on Thursdays, but he is actually going to be out at the game tomorrow. While we are doing the show. So he's going to join us this morning at 11:06. Going to talk a lot about baseball.
Yes, indeed.
And I know you have some questions, Greg, for JR. And then hopefully Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public service announcement at 11:33.
Yeah.
She texted me this morning and said she's on call because she actually is a doctor.
What?
She does doctor things.
I didn't know that. Yes. I thought it was just a fun title, like, you know.
Just call me doctor. Dr. Why not?
Dr. Feelgood or Dr. Ruth?
No, she is a medical physician. She is an OBGYN, so she said she has a C-section. Hopefully it will be done by the time the segment starts. So we're gonna stay fluid with that. We're not going to interfere with Dr. Laura doing doctor things.
Exactly. Or like Dr. Pepper. I should have said Dr. Pepper. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Comedy's tough.
You were in D.C. over the weekend, I'm really curious how your trip was.
It was fun. We had a really good time. A lot of walking. It's a very walkable city. It's the transit system there is wonderful. They have a great train system there. Took a lot of trains, did a lot of walking, did about 25 miles of walking.
Good for you.
Days. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, I worked off any and all foods I ate. And we had wonderful meals. Went to the archives and saw the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. It was interesting because you're like, oh, here are the documents. You're like, these are big pieces of paper, and they are very hard to read.
They are, because the writing is so tiny.
It's fading.
Teeny.
It's also fading.
Yeah.
It's almost blank paper now.
Oh, wow.
But we were there, you know, over the Memorial Day weekend, and we saw the Memorial Day parade, which was beautiful.
I bet.
Very, very cool. Very solemn. You know, it's just all these individuals from all over the country observing those who have given their life through the military for this country. And what was really, you know, kind of put the button on the whole experience was we were coming to the airport to leave. We were coming home and we were flying out of DCA. And DCA is a very, it's a wonderful airport for the size because
it's really small.
You just get in.
Yeah, it's a very small airport.
It's not like Atlanta where you're like, all right, welcome. Take tram 3 to tram 42.
Yeah.
Wait. So we're about to walk in and I hear a lady going, welcome, welcome. Your bus is right over here. Make your way down here. And I look and I see all these older folks coming through, some in wheelchairs. But they're all wearing the same hat. Some of them wearing shirts with the same emblem, but I couldn't read it. So I just finally walked up to a lady who was wearing a Navy shirt who was doing the welcoming, saying, excuse me, but is this a honor flight? She goes, oh, yeah, this is Stars and Stripes. This is honor flight. I do the ones out of Madison. I go, oh, this is happening today? She goes, yep, we had one today. We had one. And she's rattling off all wow. these cities. And I just want to say, hey, I do a radio show in Wisconsin, and we had Karen.
Relke
from. Mm-hmm. Stars and Stripes Honor Flight, and she goes, oh yeah, yep, and just had a little moment, and I just thanked her for what she did and watched it happen, and it gave me some chill bumps. And
yep, it's really emotional if you've never been part of it, to either welcome the vets in DC or welcome them home at Mitchell International Airport.
Yeah,
it's really something to be part of.
Yeah, it really was, and it was kind of just like, you know, as we're walking into the airport, that last little bit of observing Memorial Day weekend. As on Friday, someone mentioned celebrating. We got a text from someone said, you don't celebrate this day, you observe it. And I said, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
We do observe it. So, well, even though we were celebrating family that weekend, we did observe what is a very solemn day of remembrance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you got to experience that. I bet it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. DC's beautiful and fun. My only complaint, 86 degrees.
Ooh.
Like 80, 86 degrees every
Ooh,
day.
Ooh, yeah. Swampy.
Yeah, it's very swampy. Like that, like, and not like hot, like
wet.
Wet hot. And you're like, ugh, everything's failing right now. My deodorant's gone. And I'm, you know, so it was just tough. I'm a big guy and I run warm to begin with. So it's just, yeah. Beautiful city, our nation's capital. Bring down the temperature a little bit.
Yeah, if you can do that, that'd be nice. We also want to thank Joe Zepecki,
who filled
in yesterday. And from all I understand, Calvin, Joe did a great job, and you guys had a good time.
Yeah, it was a great show. He had Senator LaTanya Johnson on to talk about her article over at the Recombobulation Area. And yeah, it was a great show.
Cool. Thank you so much to Joe.
You don't really like him more than us, do you? Huh? Calvin, answer me.
Nothing can beat Jane and Greg.
Yes!
We have to pay him now, you realize that.
Oh, I have been for months.
Oh, Calvin? Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Yes, good.
How do you think he takes all those emails with the complaints? I had to start paying him for that.
Speaking of, if you ever want to get in touch with the show, if you have a guest suggestion or a topic you think we should cover or something going on in your community, no matter where you are across the state, just shoot us an email at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. .us, and we will respond to your email. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to start off with when loyal isn't loyal enough.
Yes.
And we're talking about former President Donald Trump and those who have fallen out of favor with the man. And the list is long, and it continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald Trump over the weekend endorsed a challenger to one of the leaders of the Freedom Caucus.
And what is the Freedom Caucus, Jim?
Well, the Freedom Caucus, that's Jim Jordan and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz.
Yep.
All those guys.
Yeah.
The far, 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 far right.
Yeah.
That's not far right enough, apparently.
Yeah. Not for one man.
Not for one man. Trump officially endorsed Representative Bob Good's primary challenger yesterday morning. A big liability for the chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Here's, I think, what the issue was. Good has now endorsed Trump for president, but he initially backed Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, that was the big problem.
That was not good. But I think it's important to point out that Bob Good was among our elected officials who went to New York City to talk to the press outside of Trump's trial, which is going on as we speak, and defend him and all of that. And that wasn't enough.
No, because
he went to lick the microphone for Donald Trump, and he was not impressive enough, apparently.
Yeah. So apparently John McGuire, who is challenging him in the primary, he also went to the court. They both did on the same day, I guess.
Oh, wow.
They both made appearances, and I guess, you know, Trump had to take the weekend to think about it because, you know, what a thinker. And he decided that, yeah, the chair of the Freedom Caucus, not Trump enough.
Doesn't support me enough.
No, nope. He said bad things about me. What did he say? Attacking him and Good was attacking and fighting him up until recently when he gave a warm and loving endorsement, but really it was too late. The damage has been done. What was the damage? He just backed a different horse.
Can't do that.
Nope. Can never do that.
No. You have to be completely loyal all the time, although he has made exceptions.
Absolutely.
Because you brought up J.D. Vance of Ohio.
J.D. Vance of Ohio spent a good part of his early days in politics screaming, never Trump, no Trump, I will never vote for Trump. And then one day, it's as if someone said to him, they whispered into now Senator Vance's ear, hey, do you want this?
Do you want to win?
Better fall into line. And the thing is that Bob Good endorsed him. It seems like individuals such as your J.D. Vances and your Tim Scotts, in order to get his real love, you have to fawn over him. You have to fall over yourself for him. You have to. He's not even better than sliced bread. Sliced bread was invented by Donald Trump. That's how great Donald Trump is.
Do you remember during his administration, the meeting he held with all of his cabinet members, and they all had to go around the room and compliment him?
Gross.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh, we'll find it. We'll find it. I'll find it.
Yeah.
It was excruciating to watch.
That's a cut scene from a terrible movie, in my opinion. I can't believe.
If only it had been a movie.
Yeah. I mean, so this really brings me back to the question I asked before, which we can get to, and we'd love to hear from you on this matter. But I've asked this before. Bob Good, committee chair of the House Freedom Caucus, far right, endorses Trump. Yes, he backed Ron DeSantis, but he's endorsing Trump now. When is loyal not loyal enough? And for those listening out there who are MAGA supporters, because we know we have them, you've called in.
Oh, yeah.
At what point will your loyalty be no longer good enough? You, not that you change your mind, you think Donald Trump isn't good, or you're upset you voted for him. It's that you love Donald Trump, but now something he has said or done or something you believe doesn't fully align, and you're no longer. I hit the microphone right there.
It's getting vehement.
When are you not going to be loyal enough? When are you not going to be MAGA or Trump enough? And what's going to happen to you? Because in a next Donald Trump administration.
Oh, they're going to get rid of us. Yeah.
They're going to come for people.
Oh, without a doubt. He said that repeatedly.
So I don't like saying like this because how safe do you think you are then? How safe do you think you have to, what do you have to do to remain safe? Because they'll keep tabs.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're going to keep harder tabs on those who say they believe than people like us who are just communist, leftist, women in caravans. I'm not even a woman, but they probably think I am one.
And evil.
Evil.
Also evil.
Anti-American.
Evil and the Texas GOP had their convention over the weekend.
Yeah.
And the religious element has taken over completely there.
Yeah.
And so if you don't align with Trump, you're an evil Satanist, apparently. Bad news, folks. 855-752-4842. If you want to join the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday mornings from 10 till noon. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we go to the Maggie Dawn Show, where this week Maggie and Tom attempted to talk some sense into caller Gary.
What's up, Wisconsin? Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Gary on the line from Sussex. We're going to bring Gary back. I just wanted to set the stage a little bit. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Trump's hush money trial. I'm joined by my special guest, former Navyman, a veteran, Tom Paulswitz, also former candidate for U.S. Congress. The question that I'd like to ask folks out there, and I'll get to you in a second, Tom, and I want to ask Gary this as well. I just don't see how Trump doesn't spin this into some kind of a win for him. Wanted to get Gary in here real quick. He's been a very patient man. Gary, what do you think? Is there any way this doesn't play as a win for Trump? I don't get it. I don't get how this works in any way for the prosecution, no matter what the result.
Well, Maggie, you're absolutely 100% right. My wife and I are praying that he's found guilty, because if he's found guilty and they throw him in jail, they put him in the Huber Law or whatever, that's going to be wonderful, because he's going to be our martyr. So it's going to go from 80 million people to probably 120 million people are going to vote for him. So the Democrats, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. You know, they're causing a lot of problems and it's working in reverse. Now, Donald Trump is not my first choice. Donald Trump is about my last choice. But, Maggie, we both...
Are you going to vote for him anyways? I mean, forget the hush money trial. Yeah. You're going to vote for him anyways, even though you wouldn't trust him in a room alone with your daughter, your wife, or your mother.
Heck no. I wouldn't even trust him alone with me, you know?
the guy's
got problems. Okay, so, no, you know, I wouldn't trust him. But I think he did well for everybody. And, you know, I listened to...
What if that's not true, Gary? What if he really hasn't made things better for you, Gary? What if that's just a baloney line that he's trumpeting? Does it matter to you if it's true or not?
Well, I'm a Republican. I used to be a Democrat until Reagan. Reagan was the first Republican, so I switched completely.
Then, Donald Trump is not a Reagan conservative, right? Like, you'd agree with that. He's not a Reagan conservative. He increased the deficit by $8 trillion.
Yeah, he shoots things out of his mouth. The only thing is with him is he is tough. I don't know if any other Republican could take on the Democrats.
How do you define tough? Is it just about winning?
I think that you can throw darts at him and they'll keep coming at you, because, you know.
But why is that? Why is that a good thing? Why is a completely unaccountable president who just attacks constantly? Why is that a good thing? Is it just about winning, Gary?
If he gets elected again, they'll impeach him 5 or 6, 7, 8 times.
First of all, no, they won't. And that's objection, non-responsive. Is it just the winning that matters, Gary? Is it the winning? Let's assume that Donald Trump has committed some crime. Suppose he's done some really bad things. Does that matter, or is it only the winning that matters to you, Gary?
I do not like a lot of the stuff that he has done in the past. But I think he was president when he was a president. He was good for everybody. You, me, black young men. And you know what's going to happen? Because I do listen to black radio. I listen to Tory Lowe. And he's out there telling, look, we got to give the Republicans a chance.
But they had a chance, Gary. A million people died of COVID. Trump got on a stage and told people that a little light shined into your body and maybe a little bleach would cure COVID. Ron Johnson repeated more nonsense about that. Why is that good for people?
I think in my heart, and I'm not giving facts, I'm only giving you what I think. I think Donald Trump would make a wonderful president for everybody if you guys, of the, I'm not saying you, but if the Democrats would just give him a chance.
Maggie, let me jump in for a second. Gary, this is fascinating because two things I'm thinking about. One is the rule of law. Where does the rule of law fit in and who's above the law? And the other one is just values. I don't know if you had a chance to read his Memorial Day statement, but it has nothing to do with the values of our country. It has everything to do with the retribution he's seeking. So how does that even remotely bring together the country, and how does that create an environment where we should give him a chance?
Well, first of all, Tom, thank you for your service. I really do appreciate it. You guys are heroes to me. As far as Donald Trump, I did not hear it. He's not good at that, and I know that. He's had problems.
He's the commander in chief, Gary. He's the commander in chief of our armed forces. If he's elected again, he's called fallen World War II American soldiers who gave their life in the fight in World War II. He's called them losers. He's asked why he should go to a cemetery where American servicemen and women are buried. He's called people, fallen Marines, suckers. He's asked, I don't get it, what was in it for them, to the father of a fallen soldier. He's asked why, if someone's smart, why would they join the military? Why is that okay for someone who wants to be the commander in chief?
Okay, first of all, I know what you're saying, but I have never heard him say any of these things. Now, he might have, but I didn't hear it.
All due respect, and I mean this very sincerely. So what if you haven't heard it? If it's true, is that disqualifying? And if you don't believe it's true, there's a thing called Google. Like, is that disqualifying? Is a man that speaks with that level of disrespect about our military, isn't that disqualifying if you want to command our military?
I agree with you. If he said some of this stuff, it would be really, my esteem for him would just drop totally.
So, hey, Gary, I'm going to ask Brian if you're okay with this, Gary, because I think facts matter, and I know your feeling is that he is the guy. But if facts matter to you, Gary, and you're comfortable with it, I'm going to ask Brian to get on the horn with you. I will send you the article and some of the sound of Donald Trump saying these things. You can hear it and you can read it for yourself. Because, Gary, I feel you, man. I believe that we want strong leaders, but I don't want a leader who will direct our military if he has no respect for our military. And what this man has said in sometimes these private conversations that has been confirmed by numerous people that heard it and reported on widely, I love that it matters to you, Gary. Gary, thank you for your call. Please keep calling me. I know you like to call the devils and they'll chop it up with you. I will too. We'll always try to give you a fair shot. Drive safe, Gary. Brian, if you get Gary's email, I'll send him the articles and send him some of the sound of Donald Trump. Here was Donald Trump's Truth Social statement, Gary, if you're still there. He said this: Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left. Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presided over, get this, two separate trials that awarded a woman who I never met before except for a quick handshake at a celebrity event 25 years ago, doesn't count, $91 million for defamation. She didn't know when the so-called event took place. I mean, it goes on and on. Then he starts
Not one mention of your life for your country.
Tom, we were talking to Gary. We're going to talk more with Navy veteran, former congressional candidate, and small business owner Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin, after these brief messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep digging in on Memorial Day and the Trump trial with my special guest, Tom Paulswitz. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. The wind is hampering efforts to contain the rapidly spreading wildfire in Los Angeles County. Craig Little of the LA County Fire Department.
Winds will change and change direction, and you'll see smoke going one way at one point, and then an hour later it could be in another direction. So it's a very dynamic situation.
The Israeli military announced a daily pause in activity in part of southern Gaza to let in more aid. BBC correspondent John Donison says it's needed.
You've got thousands of trucks backed up waiting to bring aid in. But we know that the situation is especially desperate in the north of Gaza in terms of getting aid up there.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is under consideration as a running mate for former President Donald Trump, despite voting to certify Trump's election loss in 2020.
Certainly, I will stand by that decision and the next decision to certify the fact that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States.
Scott was on ABC's This Week. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The state championships are over. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Girls high school soccer state championships at Eline Park in Milwaukee. Division 3 Plymouth beat Catholic Memorial 2-1. Division 2 Oregon shut out Whitefish Bay 1-0. And for the third year in a row, Muskego won the state title by beating Kimberly 2-1 in Division 1. Baseball, Brewers and the Reds wrapping up their series. A full recap later tonight. Last night, the Crew won 3-1 thanks to a Joey Ortiz 3-run homer in the fifth. Manager Pat Murphy.
That big moment for him as a young player gives everybody a lift. I mean, I think it's safe to say, guys, we're not playing as that scrappy underdog team.
And rapper Snoop Dogg, with a concert in Milwaukee, stopped by the press box to do some play-by-play on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. Oh, he in there. That's Sanchez. That's GS. I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's the base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no.
That's Snoop Dogg. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall. Muggy with a low tonight in the low 70s and a high tomorrow in the mid 80s. Breezy with more storms for Tuesday. Warm and humid, high upper 80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to Busted Pencils, where this week the guys discuss the big news, Trump guilty on 34 charges.
And we are back on the second half of the hour. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
you want to join the conversation, call or text 855-752-4842. Always love, listener, when you're out there doing whatever you're doing, you're gardening, you're at work, you're coming home from work, you're hanging out at the crib, and you want to join the conversation, you could always give us a call and join in. And in fact, I think we're going to get to that important kind of news thing happening today. But before we get into that, or maybe even getting into that, we got L.A. Tom on the phone.
Hey, Johnny. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, you know, I'm not gleeful that this happened today, but I do feel that there is a finally, you know, equal justice under the law. And I hope for all of the fair-minded and the good-minded and the parents out there that have children that they say they care about and care about climate change and care about these different things, I hope that they can look their child in the eye if they do vote for a convicted felon, and they actually can look in the eye and say, I voted for a convicted felon and I'm sorry. Because that's really, you know, it's either an authoritarian dictator and a convicted felon or someone that actually believes in democracy and believes in we the people being the government. And I think that's a very important thing to be teaching, you know, all of the teachers and educators out there that, like you always say, you know what, we're democracy warriors is what we are. We're democracy warriors, and we have to continue to, keep on fighting the good fight. And I will tell you right now, if it would have been a Democratic person in the same exact situation, I would have wanted the same exact thing to happen to them. I am not bipartisan in the way that both parties are bought off by the same people, but I am a fair person, and I think that those jurors were actually fair too, because they saw the evidence, and the preponderance of the evidence was so overwhelming that they could not do anything but come back with a guilty verdict. But I really didn't think that was going to happen, and I'm really happy to know that here in this country, we still do have a justice system, and we still do have a court system. And I think now people are seeing from, as I always talk about, nursery rhymes and nursery tales, people now see that the emperor truly has no clothes. And I think they're going to start seeing that day by day by day, that the whole Republican Party is really wearing no clothes. And there are some Democrats in the same vein, but the two parties are not the same at all. Because if they were, I wouldn't have Obamacare right now. I would not be alive. If they were, I would not be married to my husband right now. Well, we've been together for 20 years and married for 7 years. A lot of those things that I even had to stop in the last 2 weeks and look back on and say, you know what? There is a difference between these two parties, and I hope people see that. So thank you guys so much. I know I haven't been on for a while, but I need to take a break, actually, from some of the politics stuff and get re-energized, and this re-energized me today about our democracy. And also, I would actually recommend everyone donate $34 into the Democratic Party to Tammy Baldwin. Or to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris today. Even though we got to get money out of politics, today would be a good day to donate $34. Thank you guys so much. Have a great, great day. Thanks, Johnny.
Awesome, man. Yeah, Tom, I always appreciate calls from LA. Tom, really appreciate your call and what you shared here tonight. I couldn't agree more. There is a very distinct difference, and I doubt I need to give the update what Tom was referring to in terms of things. But just in case, might as well. Today, pretty historic moment in the terms that, you know, Trump was convicted. A New York jury found Donald Trump guilty of falsifying business records in an effort to conceal a hush money payment to a porn star ahead of the 2016 presidential election. You know, so the jury found Donald Trump guilty. What's that mean? You know, kind of it means a lot. It's pretty symbolic in terms of, you know, Tom broke it down well. It means that, yeah, we actually do have a really critical, and I want to emphasize that, critical election ahead of us this November. All elections are important. This one, though, I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating or applying hyperbole here when I say we have democracy in the ICU right now. It is on life support. And this is a matter, and I'm not, I know it sounds like hyperbole, but this is really a matter of, are we pulling the plug on democracy? And are we voting for a convicted felon? And, you know, if he continues to run, which I'm pretty sure, given, you know, all the information we have about Trump, is that he will continue to run and people will continue to support him. But I like the way LA Tom broke it down. I hope grown folks out there, right, have the, you know, the moral fiber, the wide awakeness that they have to actually answer to their children and their children's children, to future generations, to say, yeah, you know what? I voted for a convicted felon, which means something. Now, that said, for an update for folks, you can run for president of the United States as a convicted felon. And there are probably instances where I believe heavily in restorative justice, heavily in like that people can change, especially with some of the kinds of convictions we have out there for different offenses. But in this case, I think, you know, line up the facts. It's not only that you voted for a convicted felon, it's the kind and type of person that was convicted of a felon and is likely guilty of even worse, you know, things in society. And I like what Tom said, you know, that he hopes folks have to think about that and that they choose to set an example of make a choice, you know, from the point of supporting democracy, right? And so a little bit of, so where are we at? What does that mean, right? So Trump was, you know, got a guilty verdict today, right? But that does not quite make him a convicted felon yet. Just want to report on that because, you know, I'm getting a lot of different media input all day. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, you know, we're not going to start off talking about this because it's probably dominated all of our media feeds and all of our conversations for most of today. But we are going to get to it because it is historic and it is important. This is civic media. This is fully leaded education talk. And this has very real implications for education, not only as a teachable moment, right? Because there are a lot of kids still in school. So being able to make sense of this as a social studies teacher or any kind of teacher that's addressing current events, you know, this idea that he was convicted, found guilty, right, by a jury, right? So explaining our judicial process, which LA Tom referred to, that's really important, right? You have a right in this country to a trial by peers, right? I do believe, you know, the coming months, there'll be a lot of talk about, was it bias? Was it not by all these things? Like the mud will be raked, right? The muck raking begins, but I shouldn't even say it begins, it's been going. But technically, right, there'll be a sentencing likely in July, right? But that, so he won't be a convicted felon until the sentencing in July. What does that mean? That means that, like, once you're found guilty by a jury, right, then it goes before a judge. And so it's in the hands of a New York judge, right, to determine the sentencing. So after that sentencing, it will be official as a convicted felon, right? And I want to emphasize, this does not prevent Donald Trump from running for president. So LA Tom comes in hot every time, reminding us that this is a government, we the people, for the United States of America, right? Like a government for the people, by the people. That puts it in our hands. Again, I'm coming back to that. This is a critical election that puts it in our hands. Democracy in action, the citizens of this country. Ironically, Donald Trump, should he be fully convicted by the judge when his sentencing happens, will not be allowed to vote. So again, like, you know, we ask ourselves, and I might be a little more pessimistic than some of my, you know, my peers who are rejoicing today, saying this will likely, you know, be a massive turn in how the election, the campaigning will go and how the election will go. You know, I think we are at a historic moment in this country where we say, do we care about democracy? Do we care about the kind of leader we have? If we do, it would be absurd to vote for Donald Trump. If you want to join the conversation, 855-752-4842. But we got a guy who is joining the conversation. He was already on the conversation, but I think I got, I think Tim, you on the phone?
I'm calling you from the phone, man. That's better, maybe a little more stable. What is this? You know, so many things. So I got a comment on Trump, and L.A. Tom got to love when he calls all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, Johnny, seriously, from the standpoint of a teaching time right here, what you're talking about, okay, so he's been, found guilty by a jury. He's going to be sentenced, and then it will be that. But the idea, too, this is just a traditional civics lesson, and you hinted at it with by one way saying, yeah, he'll be allowed to run for president, but he won't be allowed to vote. You just think about that. It's like qualifications to run for office. We teach that in Civics 101 at any point. I remember teaching my fifth graders, what does it mean to be eligible to serve for the president of the United States, the vice president? There's a whole list of requirements the Constitution puts forward about what has to be in place before you can run. Guess what? And even if he is, quote, convicted in July, being a convicted felon does not forbid anybody from running. It just forbids them from voting. Students and kids are going to want to ask questions about saying, why is it this way, Mr. So-and-so and Mrs. Teacher? I don't understand why. It's confusing, Johnny. So we've got to be able to explain to kids tomorrow in school all of the nuances here and to help them say it is confusing. Yes, he can run, but he can't vote. What does that mean? How did these laws come into play? What a great time. Not a great time in American history, but what a great time to teach civics.
Yeah, I agree with you. And teaching civics is teaching about current events and sometimes controversial current events. So it is going to be discussed in classrooms. I'm positive it is. You know, I think CNN 10 closed down for the year, which is one of the ways a lot of students across this country get current events. So it is in the hands of teachers. If you're a teacher and you're thinking about how am I teaching about that, reach out and contact us. We'd love to hear from you. How are you teaching about it? Even if it's, you know, it doesn't have to be today. It can be anytime this week or even next week. You know, how are you teaching current events? Tim, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back, but I'm going to bring in Joanne from Madison. Joanne, caller Joanne from Madison on the phone. So, Joanne, join the conversation.
Right. The teaching is done for the semester for me. But what I would bring up would be that Illinois has had four of the most recent 10 governors in prison. Blagojevich, Ryan, Walker, and Kerner all landed up in prison. And so there's a memory of justice for everybody that is in, at least in Illinois, and whatever the settings that have had such an experience. And I think it's a wonderful teaching experience for everybody. But I think the best point was from you, Dr. Johnny, in saying that the rehabilitation of Donald Trump should be what we're emphasizing. If we can have that spirit, and in our prayers and all that, just say, we would like to rehabilitate this person. And at some point, this person would apologize for some of the things that were done. I think that would be a great way to raise us all in our perspectives and enlighten us for the future.
Yeah. Joanne, thanks for calling. Always love a listener that calls in and, you know, contributes. Joanne, thank you for that. I agree, you know, and I'm not, and for me, I'll just kind of spill a little more personally here. You know, every dog will have its day. Maybe it'll be in front of a jury, right? But more so, I mean, I'm more interested in someone like Donald Trump's accountability, not only to this, like, he broke the law with the hush money. Okay, great. But, you know, small peanuts to me. I want him to say, like, you know what? I have made it harder for people to be in this community. I have, you know, opened massive doors to increased racism and hate and these kinds of things. You know, we'll jump back into that. We got to go to break. When we come back, Busted Pencils.
Busted Pencils is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday evenings at 6 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Closing out this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we go to Mad Radio's The John and Gordy Show, where this week John and Gordy joked about visual features they would add to a radio show, including puppets and a green screen, as well as covering some responses to the guilty verdict in Trump's trial.
I will. You don't care for me. I don't care about that. Yeah. You got a new fool. Ha, I'd like to laugh at. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Dumpster Fire Friday.
Yep.
Stand right next to that. Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM and not on the air this morning.
Don't get burned.
A lot of people do listen online, though.
That's it.
You know, just check it out online.
And on
program it into your Alexa. Well, you don't have to do that. You just say, Alexa, yeah. Mad Radio, and then Alexa plays us.
John, you don't listen to the station over an actual radio, do you? I mean, you do listen to the station, just not over an actual radio.
No, on the way in, you know, cars have radios, and that's where you mainly listen to the car radio.
You don't adhere to the idea of, well, I guess there's nobody streaming video at before 6 o'clock. But that's what you encourage other people to do, right? Is to watch us while they're driving?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Yes. I can't do that with us, but yes, that's true. I want people to watch. At least I used to. But, you know, we had so many dreams, so many aspirations with the video.
What happened to those dreams,
John? I know. They just disappeared, went into the air. Well, we tried. We wanted an AI partner in the show to give us their input, their generic internet tube information.
Sure.
but we couldn't do that. We couldn't get a visual one where it was just, you know, an animated face that could speak
well, that's
to
a
us.
Lot.
That's what we were looking at doing.
Yeah, we were checking
that was the
out,
dream. We wanted to be the first morning show in the country to do something like that. And so much for that. And then we wanted to actually, you know, have us broadcasting from Hawaii and, you know, just special effects and
Different backgrounds, that.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It's you know, there's a lot of technical things fun you can have with video, but, you know, it's a radio show.
I wanted to do kind of a monster movie host type thing.
Okay.
For the morning show.
We could still do
we could
that.
Just,
well, you know, you got to downsize your expectations a little bit. Just one thing at a time.
And then we were thinking maybe of also having puppets.
We still have the puppets. We got a box of puppets.
We could bring the puppets in and then, you know, have a little puppet show for the kids on the way into work. They could watch it
from
the back seat.
Yeah, I do have some puppets.
Because we have a high table here in the studio. Yeah. What if one of these days we set it up as a puppet stage where that's like their ground level, you guys are beneath it, and then the webcam is pointing at the top of the table, and you guys turn yourselves into sock puppets.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
We'd have to be way under the table here. It's,
well, such is the price you pay for being a puppeteer.
Okay.
Exactly.
If Jim Henson can do it, we can do it. You know, why not? Let's set that up.
Because it looked easy. The way they did it, it looked really easy.
Puppet theater will go over great on the radio. It's just a winner. People will go nuts.
Okay, my expectation level was really high for streaming.
For video?
Yeah, I really thought the streaming thing would take off.
No, it's no big deal.
I didn't know if anybody listened to terrestrial radio stations anymore.
You don't think so? However they can get us, listening.
Anyway, but the bottom line is the visual experimentation.
Well, it
we threw that in the dumpster a long time ago.
Okay. Do we have anything else to put in the dumpster this morning?
Well, we have a comment from Robin Voss. He commented about the convictions, Donald Trump's convictions. He said, this is a sad day for America. God, these people are so lost. Oh, please, please make this end. He said, this is a sad day for America. Today's verdict is so politically motivated. No, it wasn't. This is something he created on his own, and he's paying the price for, I hope. Anyway, he said, so politically motivated that should surprise no one that conservatives everywhere who typically revere the rule of law. No, you don't. No, you don't. Have
now completely lost faith in their justice system for fear of political persecution for the crime.
Oh,
the crime.
That's Robin Voss.
Yeah,
that's his statement.
That's amazing. You know, after the Supreme Court, you know, does declares money, free speech.
Mm-hmm.
The Second Amendment is somehow a right for everybody to have guns, not a regulated militia. I don't know anymore. And yeah,
corporations are people.
Exactly. Yeah,
it goes on.
But yeah. They revere the rule of law, at least the one that they think exists. And now here, this is Wisconsin Right Now. This is that right-wing website. They said this. So they're sentencing Trump 4 days before the RNC. Of course, that's the next stage. The Biden donor judge will throw him in prison, so he's behind bars for the nominating convention. You don't live in the old America you once knew and loved anymore.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're all they're all getting their statements out there.
You know, this is something Donald Trump did.
Yeah.
The proof is there. 34 elements of this proof is there. Convicted felonies.
Unanimous
jury. It's not an opinion. It's not anecdotal. It's something they didn't go out on the street and ask, do you think he's guilty or not? This is proof. A jury decided this. Please stop it. Do you believe in law? No, you don't. You like the law if it's for you. My God. Can we set this in the fire?
Okay.
I'm going to put it in there myself.
Don't burn yourself.
Ouch.
Look out. Look out, Johnny. Oh, no. Oh, he's caught. Oh, where's the fire extinguisher?
Put me out.
Okay. Oh, it's okay. It's just a flesh wound. Okay. What were you going to say, Sam? Did you have a comment?
I was going to say if Trump serves any time for this, because his sentencing is 4 days before the convention, you said, if he's in prison, it wouldn't be the first time that a candidate was nominated while in prison.
Mm.
It's happened once before, to my knowledge. Eugene Debs was a socialist candidate,
of course,
in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was serving like a 10-year prison sentence when the socialists nominated him for the fourth time.
Wow. So it's both sides, huh? All right, got it.
Okay.
We were a very big socialist state at one time. We had socialist mayors in Milwaukee.
What would your puppet voices be? John B. Gordy and Gordy B. John. Oh, then now that, yeah. Hey, that's got a possibility.
Do we have to have a puppet voice?
Do we have to? Well, I think we should develop this a little bit. I got the puppets over. Why don't you come over to you and Sam come over. We'll start workshopping the puppet show.
Oh, God.
The John and Gordy puppet show.
That's what I want.
Hey, coming up, Rocker will be in the studio with his weekly preview of the Rocker Show. What's it called? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Max Inc.
Thank you. We're coming back.
As we were saying.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, from Matt there on air.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.